Well, welcome to a big white Monday, Veterans Day, 2019. Good to have you here. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Impeachment Palooza continues, but we'll get to all of that. But first, three big things you need to know. Number three, the Auto No Fault Reality Tour continues this week with stories of survivors, providers, and all the people affected by the massive changes to Michigan's car insurance laws that take full effect this coming year. Number two, don't worry too much about global warming because it won't be affecting you much today. However, the massive winter storm and snow events spreading across the state right now either has already or will impact today, most likely. And number one, Nikki Haley comes out strong for President Trump, nails two former high-ranking administration officials right to the wall, says there were people at the highest levels of government appointed by President Trump trying to destroy him and his presidency from the inside. Revolting. I want to make a note to you, though, today. A couple of things before we get rolling with Nikki Haley and all the top news today. First of all, it is Veterans Day. I wouldn't be sitting here doing this job if not for the sacrifice made by generations before me. Generations. Many of those, of course, in uniform. Many that paid the ultimate price. That laid down their life for mine, somebody they would never know or even contemplate. And so take a moment to thank those veterans today. And coming up in the program, a very special interview with one of the last living survivors of the USS Indianapolis. The Indianapolis was sunk after delivering Little Boy, the first atomic bomb, to the island of Tinian. Delivered on the 26th of July, the boat turned and went to Guam and then was heading out on patrol when it was hit by two Japanese torpedoes and sunk in 12 minutes. We'll have the whole story from an incredible veteran, Dick Thalen, Michigan man, survived 5 days in the water, sunburn, dehydration, and sharks killing scores of the survivors in the water over the next 4 and 5 days. Incredible story coming up. We'll get to that. You don't want to miss it. Plus, a brand new SteveGruber.com website launched today. The entire interview will be there for your review, and it's well worth it. We start with the top story now. Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, blasting former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and former White House Chief of Staff General John Kelly, recalling private conversations where they defended resisting President Trump, telling her they did so out of necessity. Out of necessity. Haley sat down with Nora O'Donnell of CBS Evening News and talked about her brand new book, With All Due Respect. And Haley was put off by it, as well she should have been, saying they should have been talking to the president, not asking me to join their secret sidebar plan. Haley said the two men confided in me that when they resisted the president, they weren't being insubordinate. They were trying to save the country. Tillerson wanted to tell me the reason he resisted the president's decision was because if he didn't, people would die. Of course, that's complete nonsense. I've got stronger words, but it's a family program. I want you to hear from Nikki Haley herself directly. It's bite number one with Nikki Haley speaking with CBS News anchor Nora O'Donnell about Rex Tillerson and John Kelly and the efforts to subvert the president of the United States. Bite one, go.
Do you think ultimately the president will be impeached and removed from office?
No. On what? You're going to impeach a president for asking for a favor that didn't happen and giving money and it wasn't withheld? I don't know what you would impeach him on. I mean, look, Nora, impeachment is like the death penalty for a public official. When you look at the transcript, there's nothing in that transcript that warrants the death penalty for the president. And I think that,
to be clear, it was not a complete transcript. There are still things that are missing from it. And in that, he does say, I would like you to do us a favor, though.
The Ukrainians never did the investigation, and the president released the funds. I mean, when you look at those, there's just nothing impeachable there. And more than that, I think the biggest thing that bothers me is the American people should decide this. Why do we have a bunch of people in Congress making this decision?
Obviously, that was Nikki Haley talking about impeachment. And the fact there's just no case there. And she lays it out very well. Impeached for what? A demand that was never met? A withholding of money that was actually sent? Nikki Haley, one of the best appointments that president ever made. I've said for a long time, Mike Pompeo, another. Mike Pence, a great choice. Bill Barr, the best of all. But on the topic of John Kelly and Rex Tillerson, Haley was not impressed with their behavior. She said this, it should have been, go tell the president what your differences are and quit if you don't like what he's doing. But to undermine a president is really a very dangerous thing, and it goes against the Constitution. It goes against what the American people want, and it was offensive. No kidding. And so the first thing that leaped to my mind is one of these two fools anonymous? The author of the op-ed piece in the New York Times, anonymous. The author of the new book, Warning, coming out here shortly, that said Mike Pence was ready to jump ship and invoke the 25th Amendment, but anybody that knows Mike Pence doesn't believe that. Nobody believes that Mike Pence would have done anything except be stronger than Nikki Haley in responding to such nonsense. And it makes you wonder if this president was being undermined by people like Rex Tillerson, who was kind of a dark horse guy chosen to be Secretary of State, by the way, and quite ineffective, I might add. And if you follow the president's strategy, we're going to leave Syria. We're going to leave Iraq. We're going to leave these endless wars. Where are the people getting killed, Rex? Where are all these bodies stacking up after you got fired and Mike Pompeo, a real Secretary of State, stepped into the job? Rex Tillerson was ineffective at best. A compromise Secretary of State at the time. Thankfully, it wasn't Mitt Romney. Good Lord. Things could have been worse, right? And Chief of Staff John Kelly, who complained openly about Nikki Haley's access to the president. Nikki Haley, there's a Chief of Staff for you. There's somebody that can run something. Former South Carolina governor, former ambassador to the United Nations. There's somebody who can run something. There's somebody who's got it together, and there's somebody who's going to run for president and has the experience to do so, without question. Maybe Nikki Haley will be the first woman to occupy the Oval Office. There's a thought for you today. Standing up on principle and how things should run. 14 after, on Veterans Day, if you served, thank you for standing that post. It's the Steve Gerber Show.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important, and so is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. This underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac, means multiple layers of protection and virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes. It also eliminates the possibility of an anchor strike, and it means no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
Elected officials in Michigan broke their promise for a transparent, balanced process when it came to reforming auto insurance. They passed a bill in the middle of the night which had no public hearings and no fiscal analysis. Worse yet, it created many new problems while failing to address the real issues. Insurance companies can still discriminate. Rehab, therapy, and other providers may be forced to close. And there will certainly be more lawsuits. Their elected officials, they need to fix this. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com.
I'm a counselor for the Michigan Problem Gambling Helpline. People don't want to call us. They're ashamed, and they don't think they can be helped. I have years of experience as a counselor, and real-life experience, too. I was a gambler once myself, so nothing you say can shock me. It's my job to help you, so call me.
Call 1-800-270-7117 for help. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.